Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Funke. Funke, let us know where you live and what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So what I do is that I'm a sleep physician and I am located in Pennsylvania.
Great. So Funke, what was the main inspiration to start this business?
Yeah, it was kind of personal for most people. I'm sure that sounds familiar, right? Most people really end up starting their businesses from a place of, you know, maybe they experiencing some of the pain and having a breakthrough with it. So yeah. I had significant sleep issues both growing up and during my training, and it affected, you know, every aspect of my life like it does for most people. And I really experienced transformation when I started to prioritize my sleep, when I started to see that it played a role in, you know, in my performance, my mental health, even in the way I parented. And so after that experience, I went ahead and got trained in sleep medicine so that I could help more people. And really, my commitment has been to high achieving women, as well as their children, because those were the shoes I walked in the past.
Great. That's great. Obviously, helping someone is always an encouraging thing and satisfying thing. So that's great. So how did you come to recognize the gap in the market that you could fill?
Well, I really think it was more around listening to those around me. There was a recurring theme. And also, I have a practice. So, you know, before I really started to narrow down to do mainly sleep medicine, you know, I was seeing patients with different kind of breathing conditions because I'm a pulmonologist as well. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things they talk about is how much their, you know, their asthma or their whatever respiratory symptoms they had was affecting their sleep. Mm-hmm. And I could see that there was a huge gap because even if when parents bring their children to the hospital to see me, I could see that they themselves were struggling with sleep and nobody was really talking about their own sleep. And it's really hard for you to implement something for your child, to implement it effectively if you are just chronically exhausted and sleep deprived. So I realized that when I addressed the sleep issues and the chronic exhaustion in the families, even the child's sleep and the child's health got better. And also, of course, when I addressed the sleep issues in the child, the parents got better as well. So it was sort of this bi-directional relationship that I really wanted to build on. And I felt it was really unique because I wasn't just dishing out instructions. I was actually giving them practical strategies that they can implement in their lives that's really tailored to them.
That's great. That's something really great. In fact, we are related to the software development industry where we also have a lot of sleep problems.
So it's very common.
This is a common problem now in the world, and it is really important for someone to take care about it, obviously. So what are your future growth plans? Like, what are your plans for expansion in your near future, just like in next 3 to 6 months?
Just continuing to scale my business, create more of an awareness in the space. Another group of patients or people that I see are, you know, executives and leaders of organizations. And to really be an effective leader, you need to take care of yourself. And one of the fundamentals is optimizing your sleep. So I want to approach that space more aggressively to see how I can help really change the culture of the organization by helping them see that sleep is actually a tool to enhance performance.
Do you think sleeping 8 hours or 9 hours is good for someone?
Yeah, it is. But I think it depends. If it's not what your body needs, then it's a waste of time. I think it's really important that we listen to our bodies. So some people need just 7 hours. Some people need a little even shy of 7 hours. But when you listen to your body, meaning that you can tell that you're tired and you need to rest, when that becomes something that you do consistently, then you start to figure out where your sleep lies. But most times we're so tired, we're so busy that we don't even have time to listen to our body. So I think that's the first place to start. The recommendations are 7 to 9 hours, but it all ends up being what works best for you, what makes you feel most alert and most effective in your day.
My body do not ask me to wake up. If I after 8 hours, if I do not wake up forcefully, then my body is
Yeah.
not gonna ask me to wake up.
The reason why that is because you're probably sleep deprived. A lot of people are sleep deprived. So your body is trying to get back all that sleep debt. So it will keep trying as much as possible. But once you recover from sleep deprivation, you'll be able to figure out what exactly you need. And this varies from p person to person.
Oh, that's good. So, what you are doing is, I believe, a very important thing, which is common nowadays. Everybody have sleep. Like not everybody, but at least maybe every next person do have sleep problems. So, how
Yeah.
do you reach people? How do you market your business or market your strategies on the internet, and like how you are getting clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. So different ways, word of mouth, some paid advertising and client reviews. So that's really been it, as well as, like a lot of one-to-one outreach. So those have been the main things.
Okay, great. So, because our audience is more like towards entrepreneurship, so this is very important for an entrepreneur to define the audience. How do you define the audience? Because in your case, there are a lot of you define your segmentation of the audience.
So sorry, I missed that a little bit. So how do I define my audience? Was that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
How you define the audience?
Yeah, so I think really I've narrowed it down because I think it's really important, like you said, if you're talking to everybody, you're probably not talking to anybody. So, I had to combine both what was my expertise with my kind of sort of what I feel like my passion. So my passion is helping busy women. Busy women with time management, busy women with setting boundaries, and busy women with embracing self-care as part of their well-being. And most of these busy women also come with children. And I have the expertise in taking care of helping kids sleep better. And so I realized that a lot of women that I work with have, they may have sleep issues, but their children may have sleep issues as well. So I was able to really focus on, okay, those women who are drained, exhausted, probably because their child is not sleeping well. So we sort of help them address this multiple fold. We help work on their children's sleep so that their child is able to sleep properly. And then we work on their own sleep to see, okay, now that we figured out what's going on with your child's sleep, how can we help you as an individual? Want to make sure that those issues that your child had that we were able to get through to make sure they don't come back. And then to make sure that in other aspects of your life, like your goals, your life, your occupation, whatever it is not consuming you so much that it's impacting your sleep health.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense. So I'm not sure if there are other businesses as well who are working on these things. But how do you differentiate your business from others in the market? But I'm not sure if you have competition or not.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of competition. They're different, there are some people who take care of who address sleep issues that don't have the kind of expertise I have. I actually have an additional like a fellowship. So I'm triple board certified to do this. Some people may take a course and market as sleep experts. Some people may, maybe they've had experiences helping children with their own children's sleep and now feel the calling, I would call it. To now take care of kids with sleep. And so my expertise, my credentials, of course, separates me. And then also, a lot of times, my competition may just work on the behavioral parts of sleep issues. So, oh, your child wakes up multiple times and wants a bottle, all that, those kind of things. But I come from a very holistic point of view. So I address medical, I address behavioral, and then just psychosocial issues or other aspects that may contribute to your sleep disturbances. So, and then the other piece that I do is a very family-based approach. So I don't try to force any model or framework on anybody. I tailor it based on where they are, what stage of life, what's really aligned with their family values. And so those are things that I feel sets me apart.
That's great. That's great. So, how do you measure the success for your business? Because there are a lot of parameters, but yeah, like what are the main things where you measure your success?
I would say the client's outcome, that's the main piece. Like we set a goal at the beginning of our journey together, or the beginning of my program, making sure that we achieved those goals. Of course, revenue is a way to measure as well as just impact overall. So I have some following on social media. I also do speak in with organizations and things. So some of those metrics also help me to see that I creating the impact that I want to
Yeah.
create by achieving those goals.
Makes sense. And what's the role of technology in your business?
Well, interestingly, my practice is all by telemedicine. So most times we're here, we're on Zoom. I do a lot of live events by I'm sorry, virtual by virtual means. And my technology in terms of my record keeping and all that, it's all virtual, it's all online. So it definitely plays a role. I also encourage my clients to use specific apps because I want them to track their sleep and things like that. So all that is online.
That makes sense. Completely makes sense. So now, what is the biggest challenge you are facing at this time?
I would say, team, finding the right team members, because that way I could delegate more so that I could really operate at the top of my license. So I'd say that's one pressing challenge. And then, of course, getting clients consistently would be another one.
Makes sense. Like, what type of team members you are talking about? What type of team members you are looking for?
Medical virtual assistants, people that really can take those more less intense tasks, sort of that. We talk about the 20 80%, right? So the people that can take on those 80% would be what I would refer to.
Completely makes sense. So, what would be your biggest advice to the one who's watching this podcast and who is becoming an entrepreneur, like maybe jumping into this career, or maybe he is already an entrepreneur, but he is not he, but the one who is in early stages.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I mean, of course, one thing I always say is you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. And I'm partial. The best way you can take care of yourself is make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you rest well because sleep and decision making are tightly correlated. The better your sleep, the better quality of decisions you make. So make sure that you're prioritizing that. And then the other thing would be to make decisions quickly. I think that's where I am right now. Many times, as creative people, as leaders, sometimes we tend to overthink. And so that just leaves us spiraling and looking at all the what ifs, and it prevents us from making a decision. When you make a decision quickly, even if it ends up not being the right decision, then you can fall quickly, make your mistakes, get up and keep going.
That was awesome. Like, that's a cool advice and so true. So we really enjoyed this conversation. So will you please let the people know how they can reach you?
Yes, so my website is restfulsleepmd.com. So that's really where there's a lot of content. There's a lot of practical tips, strategies. I have a blog on there where you can learn more about how to sleep well. I also have a coaching practice, so where I coach high achievers on how to use sleep as a tool. And then my medical practice is on there. So if you have a child or a young adult who's having sleep issues, you could schedule an appointment straight away to be seen. And then I'm on social media at Restful Sleep MD on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And then on LinkedIn as well. I'm Dr. Funke Afolabi Brown on LinkedIn though.
That's great. That's great. Okay. In fact, it was a brilliant session. We really enjoyed it. And I hope we'll stay in touch and we'll keep getting good advices from your side. So, Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.